so why don't we get started? good morning, and welcome to Women in Physics Canada Conference. Oh, better? Am I speaking in two mics? Is that... I didn't think that one was on. Okay, well, good. Okay, for those of you who missed the reception yesterday, let me do the introductions again. So I'm Sarah Croke. I'm a postdoc here. I'm one of the conference organizers. So many of you will have been in touch by email. Now you know who I am. This is Anne Broadbent. She's a postdoc at IQC, where the conference will be tomorrow, and also one of the organizers, my co-organizer. And you probably all met Stephanie and Rita at registration this morning. Please contact any one of us if there's anything you need during your stay. I'm really delighted to be able to welcome you all here. When we first started planning this event, I'll be honest, we had no idea how many participants to expect. This is the first time we've tried to do something like this. After we opened the registration, Anne was quietly optimistic, and I was nervously checking all the applications coming in. So those of you who were the early applicants, thank you for starting to set my mind at rest. At some point, I decided we would be happy with about 30 participants. I thought for the first year, that would be a good number. Well, the applications just kept coming in, and I was excited and disappointed at the same time when we had to stop accepting applications for funding, and again when we had to stop accepting there was no more slots for talks in the schedule. You've noticed how full the schedule is, and it's great that so many of you are going to be giving talks. I think the final count is just under 60 students from all over Canada and beyond. We have some international even, one from France, some from the US, and all areas of physics, so it's going to be an interesting few days. I really hope you all enjoy the conference and get something useful out of it. I'd like to take a few minutes to explain our motivation in organizing this conference. Both Anne and I had attended similar conferences in the past, and we both find them quite useful, either as an opportunity to meet mentors, a chance to practice presentation skills, or a chance to meet peers. This conference is loosely based on the Nebraska Conference for Undergraduate Women in Mathematics, which I attended as an undergraduate. That conference had its 13th one this year, has been hugely successful, and there was, I think, 200 participants when I went. At that point, being a woman in a mathematical field wasn't something I'd consciously noticed as being odd, but it turned out to be a really useful experience to be there and really refreshing to spend a few days with some other women interested in mathematics. And mostly, I was really surprised by how much fun I had there. When at Perimeter, we started to think about ways to support women in physics, to host such a conference seemed like a natural suggestion to me. It can be tricky to talk about women in physics without resorting to generalizations, so I'm trying to stick to the facts. You may have noticed there are very few of us, relatively few of us. I think in my field, women make up about 10% of researchers, maybe even less. I mean, I've been to conferences of a couple of hundred people and I think seen maybe 10 women there. So I think at best maybe 10%, maybe even less. At undergraduate and graduate level in Canada, it's about 20%. And although I have very many wonderful male colleagues, at various times I have wondered about the reason for this, and as a scientist, I've turned to the literature. I can't help myself. Turns out there's a lot of literature out there, and although I have my own opinions on the causes, I'd say overall it's quite inconclusive. So we could easily have had, and indeed there have been, whole conferences on the subject of why there are so few women in science or in physics. In the long term, I think it really would be nice to understand this better. Maybe there are people who out there who feel they do. I don't consider myself an expert. In the meantime, I think it's safe to say that being a woman in a field that can be demanding and competitive, surrounded by men, can at times be somewhat isolating. So our aim in organizing this conference is to provide some support to young women, you, who are considering a career in physics. Our specific aims, I think, are fairly modest: for you to get practice in giving presentations and chatting to other scientists, to meet one another so that you have peers to turn to as your careers progress, and to hear from more senior physicists about what you're really getting yourself into. This conference is, I've written here, this conference is about two things, support and information, but I should really say this conference is about physics. The aim of this conference is about really two things: support and information, which I believe are invaluable in building a successful and, more importantly, a fulfilling career. So as I mentioned, this is the first time we've tried to do a conference like this, so your feedback is very welcome. We will have an exit survey, which can be completed online. I don't have the link for you right now, but we'll get it to you. Please, please, please take a few minutes to fill this in after the conference. We've put the emphasis on student presentations for this conference with some other elements. But if there are other sessions that you think might have been useful, please let us know, either in person or by responding to the survey. Turning now to a few announcements. All the talks will be recorded and will be available on Pearsa, which is Perimeter Institute's recorded seminar archive. They're often up there even by the end of the same day, but certainly they'll be there within a few days. The schedule is very full, as I keep mentioning, so to streamline the sessions, we're asking that as much as possible, we get all the talks on the same laptop before the sessions start. So presenters, please come up here or to IQC tomorrow in advance of your session. So preferably well in advance, but at least in the coffee break before your session. And those who are presenting first thing in the morning, make sure you get your presentation on there today. Check your presentation, make sure that it looks okay. If it doesn't look right, we can accommodate you using your own laptop if need be, but we want to keep the switching times to a minimum. If possible, leave a bit of a border around your slides so there's less likely to be a problem in switching between laptops. But I know many of you will have your slides ready already, so. If you're using a Mac, it might be easiest to use your own. But again, if there's more than one Mac presentation, we can try and get them all on the same computer. So please, please, please come and check in before your talk. conference kits. There's a lot of information in the registration kit you got this morning. There's the abstract booklet, schedule, panel bios, and information on all the talks, but also some maps and local information. Tomorrow's talks are at IQC, and you'll be responsible for getting there yourself. So please take a look at the maps in the registration package. It's about a 20-minute walk. As you know, we're providing buses between Ronite Village and here. The bus times are all included in the schedule. The bus back leaves at 6 p.m. today, about 10 minutes after the last talk. For those of you who would like to have dinner locally and make your own way back later, we've also included information on the city buses, the schedules, and taxi information. Last two logistical points. We have a Facebook page. Many of you are on there already. We want to encourage you to stay in contact after the conference. And we've also been accepting questions for the panel discussion on the page. So if you're not there already, it's search for Women in Physics Canada and ask to join. And there will be a prize for the best student talk. And the prize will be awarded based on votes. So please pay attention to the other contributed talks. Think about what you think makes a good talk, what ones you've enjoyed, and at the end of the few days, we'll ask you to vote, probably a first and a second preference. Thank you. That's all the logistics.